Today is part one in a two-part series with Kevin King, who's going to open up some of his top Amazon hacks and strategies with you guys for the first time in a while. How cool is that? Pretty cool, I think. Are you looking to learn how to sell on Amazon? The Freedom Ticket course made by Kevin King is one of the most popular courses ever created for Amazon sellers. It's got over 90 modules and 40 hours of detailed step-by-step training to help get you started on your entrepreneurial journey. Now, this course costs $997, but Helium 10 actually covers that cost of the course for any Helium 10 member. Find out why tens of thousands of students love this program by going to h10.me/freedom ticket. Don't forget that if you do sign up for a Helium 10 account, don't pay full price. Use our podcast discount code SSP10 to save 10% off for life. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Serious Sellers Podcast by Helium 10. I am your host, Bradley Sutton, and this is the show that's a completely BS-free, unscripted and unrehearsed, organic conversation about serious strategies for serious sellers of any level in the e-commerce world. And every year, every 2 years, Kevin King comes on and opens up with our audience some of our best hacks. And now for the first time ever, we're actually opening that up right here on the podcast. So we are going to go ahead and have a recap of some of Kevin's top strategies that he opened up with a live audience. And let's see what you guys think. There are some killer ones here. This was supposed to only be an hour, so I thought I could fit into one episode, but you know, hey, Kevin had too much fire, so we're actually splitting this up into two different episodes. Here's part one. Hope you guys enjoy it. We're going to be revealing some things that a lot of Amazon sellers maybe have never even heard of, and these are things that are designed to help you save money and make money. Two of the things that maybe is the reason why you're even in this Amazon game in the first place, right? Now, something that's important though, we're going to be talking about hacks, if you want to call them that, or kind of ninja strategies. You see that little ninja logo on the bottom right there. But selling on Amazon is not just about knowing the latest hacks and tricks. These definitely can help. But remember, we are not trying to take away from the very valid point that you have to know about branding, how to pick products, how to do keyword research, how to do your accounting, advertising, customer service. The fundamentals are still very important. And so we've got the Freedom Ticket program if you guys are interested in that. So some of you, might after watching this be like, wow, I am not of this level yet. And don't worry, you're still going to be able to get value out of this. Regardless of the level you are. But if you're like, man, a lot of this stuff is over my head. He's using terminology I haven't heard of. Freedom Ticket program might be for you. That is something that beginners all the way to advanced sellers can take as a refresher course on the fundamentals of Amazon. And we have a brand new one, brand new version, first time in over 2 years. The fourth version of Freedom Ticket is coming out imminently, just in a couple of weeks. So make sure to stay tuned for that. Anybody who is already a Helium 10 member, you guys will be able to get access to that. Now, I mentioned that Kevin is one of the main trainers of our Helium 10 Elite Mastermind program. That's the one that I've been a part of since way before I even worked at Helium 10. And probably the most popular thing that's part of this mastermind is every month Kevin gives his ninja hacks. He gives like usually 7 ninja hacks. And these are quick, actionable nuggets of knowledge that can help you immensely in your Amazon business. I think a lot of these hacks that he gives every month are valuable to the majority of Amazon sellers. And with those hacks, two guest speakers join him on these trainings and they share the latest strategies that's working right now. And so that is the basis of what Kevin is going to be talking about today. Today, instead of this being behind the closed doors of the Helium 10 Elite Mastermind, which most of the year is closed, he's opening up some of his favorite ones from the past couple of months with you. So you're going to get a sneak peek without actually being Helium 10 Elite members on the kind of level of knowledge that being part of this mastermind can help you.
Welcome everybody to this webinar. Like Bradley said, we do this every single month, usually on a Thursday. It varies on the exact Thursday, sometimes around the middle of the month, but we do a Helium 10 Elite training. And what I want to do today is basically, like Bradley says, open up the doors and share some of this with you. So I've gone through from the last a few months some of my favorite stuff, and I'm going to share that with you today, absolutely free. So some of it will be the ninja hacks, the first six or so things that I have, seven ninja hacks. That's what I do every single month. So I have seven of them here for you today as well. I'm going to share six of them with you. And then the seventh one, which is the one Bradley just talked about, where someone made $1 million selling over a 5-day weekend. I'm going to show you that hack. That's you got Easter coming up, Mother's Day coming up. It can make a huge difference for some of you. So that'll be at the very end. So make sure you stay to that. If you leave earlier, you're going to miss the number one hack that could make you a lot of money. And then I'm going to show you, I've taken a few slides from some of the presenters that have been in the Helium 10, the guest. A couple, just a little section of some of what they presented. And, you know, when they presented it their way and in their voice. I'm just going to give you a quick little summary of those, just so you can get a taste of the kind of stuff that you you find in Helium 10 Elite and share that with you. And you're going to find some actionable good stuff today. Number one, this is something that you're going to fail at. You know, everybody's always like, PPC, I hate PPC. It just drives me crazy. You know, and you're going to actually fail at PPC unless you fix this metric. This is something that nobody really talks about. Aaron Cordovez is actually the one that shared this. And I think Destin Wishon has talked about it, and a few other people have talked about it. But this, if you don't actually take a look at this metric, your PPC is just going to drive you crazy and cost you through the nose. What you want to do is you want to check the benchmark conversion rate for your brand. Now, you're going to need brand registry. So if you don't have a trademark filed and you're not brand registered, you won't be able to do this. But if you have brand registry on Amazon, you'll be able to do this. What you want to be checking for is if you're not at the bare minimum median conversion rate for your category, you're most likely going to be spinning through the nose on your PPC, and it's just not going to work like you want it to be. Your ACOS is going to go, and your TACOs are going to go through the roof. This video here is about a minute video. I'm going to play it. I'm going to have to hold up a little speaker next to my microphone because for some reason the Zoom is not letting the sound. But Aaron is going to explain this to you on this video. Here we go.
Here's how you find your conversion rate compared to everybody else. You go to Campaign Manager, okay? Campaigns. If you know how to get the Campaign Manager, then you have other problems. Campaign Manager, you go here. Then you go to the side. It's called Insights and Reporting. You go to Brand Metrics, okay? The brand metrics are awesome. Okay. In here, you're going to pick your brand. You're going to pick a category. In this case, I'm going to pick sports water bottles, okay? Select that guy and continue, okay? Then you're going to go in here and you're going to press this little view detailed metrics for your brand in this category. This is going to be horrible. I apologize. This is something we haven't really worked on very well. Check out this. Customer conversion rates. Your brand, 4.9%. Category median, 10%. And sometimes a lot of them, they show the category top. Okay. This is an embarrassment. This listing is an embarrassment. Okay. It is less than half as good as the median, which, when you're just at the medium, your product probably will not even be profitable because you're literally average, essentially. Horrible. But this is how you open the door to see if you're going to have a bestseller at the very, 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 very minimum. You got to be at the category median.
If you're not at that category median, then you need to adjust your listing. You need to fix your product page. You need to fix your listing so that you can convert higher. Otherwise, you're going to be fighting an uphill battle on everything. All right, that's number one. Number two, this is how you can boost your brand entity score. How many of you ever heard of a brand entity score? I bet there's hardly any of you out there on there. It might be a couple of you have heard of a brand entity score. Does anybody know what the brand entity score is? Everybody has one on Amazon. If you're a seller on Amazon, and this affects your rank. This is a score that Amazon does. You know, there's a lot of factors in the A9 that affect your rank. There's a ton of factors, but the brand entity score plays a major role in how do you rank. And you can affect this with your Q&A section. You know, Amazon doesn't just look at your keywords. They don't just look at your title and your bullet points and your back-end keywords. They're reading everything. They're reading the Q&A section. They're now using AI to analyze your images. They're taking a lot of stuff into account when they're going to rank you. And the Q&A section plays a major role. So if your Q&A section is fairly empty, that's a problem. You need to get that full. And that's one of the ways that some people, when they first start out and they have no reviews, they fill their Q&A section. And you watch what you can do. You can rank a lot quicker. But this brand entity score is something you want to pay attention to. How do you find it? There's something called Amazon Comprehend. Now, this was shared by Matt over at Clear Ads originally on LinkedIn. And then he presented it in detail at my recent $1 billion seller summit. And then we've shared it here as a hack. He's allowed me to share part of it. So I can't show the whole thing, but he allowed me to share part of it in my newsletter and here. But it's called Amazon Comprehend. And what you want to do, you can access this. There's a link there at the bottom. It's on AWS, on Amazon AWS. And it's an API. So it takes a little bit of programming, know-how or how to get into this thing. It's not too bad, but it's not like straightforward. But with this Amazon Comprehend, once you get access to the API, what you can do is you can maximize your Q&As for keyword ranking. So what the Q&A section on Amazon on your product, you want to maximize that for keyword ranking. So what you want to do is you want to remove the bias from search. So your description and all the content on your listing, they have a bias towards the seller of the product. So Amazon knows that you're optimizing your listing, like you're making this the best. And you're like saying that my product is the greatest thing since sliced bread. But Amazon's like, how do we know that? Kevin can say his product's the best, but maybe it's actually not so good despite what he says or whatever claims he's making. So we want to know from the customer, what do they actually think? And let's take what they actually think and factor that into how we're going to rank this product. So they use the Q&A section and reviews, both of those, to do this. So if you don't have reviews and Q&A, you have a bias. So what you want to do is you want to come in and gather questions that people might be asking about your product. So how do you do that if you don't know? If you don't have legitimate questions and people haven't asked real questions yet, you can go out to tools like Ahrefs or SEMrush. Those are big SEO tools. So they have a free aspect, and then there's a paid aspect, or you can go to answerthepublic.com. That's Neil Patel's company. Neil spoke at the Sale and Scale Summit Helium 10 did about a year and a half ago. But Answer the Public, and you can just type in a keyword. You can type in, you know, if you're selling dog bowls, slow feed dog bowls, you can type slow feed dog bowl into answerthepublic.com, and it'll spit back. It goes out and reads Reddit and all these different forums and says, these are the questions people are asking about slow feed dog bowls. So you can take those as a seed and you can then use those and have someone ask those on your Amazon listing. And then you, as the seller, answer them just to get some in there. But you're going to answer them in such a way that you want to make sure that you answer yes or no. Amazon is looking for yes or no answers. You know, big answers are great. But if you can start if someone says, does this slow feed dog bowl keep my dog from having diarrhea? You want to try to phrase your answer in the form of that you say yes or no. And then you can say other stuff and put additional keywords in there for ranking and all this. But they're looking for yes and no answers to questions. And that's how they can guide. Like if someone types in slow feed dog bowl, stomach problems or something, they're going to know, yes, this one actually helps it. So you want to get multiple questions in there. And then what you're going to do is you're going to use Amazon Comprehend. Before you put these questions in, you're going to actually, and the answers, you're going to use it to actually get a score. So it's going to return the sentiment. So you're going to ask the question, show that, upload that into Comprehend, put the answer, and then make sure you're getting a high percentage of confidence. Amazon Comprehend will give you a score back. It's on like a 0 to 1 scale. And it'll give you a score back, and you want a high level of confidence towards Amazon interpreting your response as positive or negative. Now, you can also do this and go look at your competition's reviews. You can, you know, gather it from there. You don't have to go to Answer the Public. You can get what people are asking on other people's products and use those. And once you find the ones that have the high confidence, then what you want to do, which one, like I said, is 0 to 1, but 1 is the highest, those are the ones that you want to get onto your listing. And those are the ones you want to put onto your listing. So what you're going to do is you're going to, these newly found questions that score high on the confidence using Amazon Comprehend, you're going to go and actually either if maybe you have a buyer account that you buy stuff from Amazon, you can ask the question, or you can get your friends or family or someone to ask a question. Remember, this is not review, so it's okay. You can get someone to ask a question, or if you're on a Facebook group, say, can you ask this question? And then you go in there as the seller. This is important. It gives you a little bit more weight and answer the questions. They're going to, whenever someone asks a question, Amazon pings, I don't know what the number is now, 3 to 5, 10 people, says, hey, do you know the answer to this question? But one of them is always the seller. You want to be the first to try to get in there and answer before someone else does and messes it up. They may answer too, but you want to get yours in there as quick as you can. So you go in and answer it, and you answer it with that yes or no or whatever, when you ran it through Amazon Comprehend, whatever it gave you as the highest score. And this is going to help you rank on Amazon. It's a pretty cool little technique. Here's another way. If everybody's always got cash flow problems, you know, money, 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 money. How do I pay for this? How do I pay for that? Not everybody has a rich uncle or deep pockets. If you have decent credit, this is a way that you can actually extend your supplier payments for 60 days with zero interest. It's pretty cool. It's called the Amazon Plum Card. So if you have decent credit, I don't know if this is available to people in other countries. I'm not sure what their exact rules are on what countries you have to live in to get this. Obviously, U.S. citizens can get it. But it's the Amazon has a whole bunch of, American Express has a whole bunch of different cards. The Plum Card actually gives you discounts for paying early. So if you charge all your PPC or you charge whatever you want to charge, suppliers, whatever you want to charge, if you pay it early, they'll give you a 1.5% discount. Or they have an option where you can extend it for 60 days and don't have to pay any interest. As long as you pay the minimum due, you got to make a minimum payment. But as long as you pay the minimum due, they'll give you 60 days to pay that. So this can be a great way if you're trying to juggle some cash is to use this card. A lot of you are saying, Kevin, that's all great, but my supplier doesn't take credit cards. How am I supposed to pay my supplier with credit cards? I always have to wire him money or use Alibaba, escrow or something or whatever. Actually, there's a service called Melio. This one right here, Melio Payments, that allows you to actually pay by credit card, anybody. So you can pay suppliers. They do charge a fee, so it costs you about 2.5 to 3%, roughly. So they do charge a fee because they get hit with processing fees. But that fee is often less than what you would pay in interest or to get a loan or in origination fees or something else. And so that is an option, and especially if you combine this, if you're really cash flowing, you can go to bankrate.com, and you can do a search for 0% interest credit cards. And there's a lot of credit cards that have 12, 15, 18 months of 0% interest. So if you go there and actually apply for one of those credit cards, you have decent credit, you can get a 0% interest credit card that you can ride out for a while you're growing your business and use Melio payments to pay it. You're basically paying a 3% fee, which is basically a 3% interest, which is dirt cheap in today's world. Now, another credit card you might want to consider if you're already selling and you're running a lot of PPC especially, is the Amex Business Gold Card. This is not the regular gold card, not the consumer gold card. It has to be the business gold card. But it gives you 4x points on all your PPC spend up to 150,000 per card. So you can get 600,000 points on one single card in a year. And I know one of the guys that's, that comes to one of my events, the Billion Dollar Seller Summit, he actually, and I'm not sure if he's in Helium 10 Elite or not, but he has like 10 of these cards. He lives in Brazil and he cycles through them. So as soon as one hits that 150,000 on his PPC spin, he just swaps out the card. He says he's flown first class everywhere in the world and hasn't paid for a plane ticket in years. And flying first class with him, his wife, his family, this card is an amazing card for that. So there's different credit cards for different purposes. But those are two that you might want to consider. And you can transfer these to different airlines. You can transfer them to hotels. You know, Bradley is always going out to he's always doing the Maldives honeymoon strategy. He's been out to the Maldives 3 or 4 times. A lot of you may not realize that's not Helium 10 sending him out there. They're not saying, Bradley, good job, dude. Here's a free trip to the Maldives. No, he's using his miles and his points to go out there on his own and do this stuff for you. But this is one of the ways he knows how to do this. There's another site called points.me where you can see where it's the best place to transfer stuff. There's a ton of stuff around this, but I just want to show you this really cool. We could talk about this for hours of all kinds of cool stuff you can do, but I just want to show you these really quick. Now here's some AI is the hot thing right now. You know, AI, everybody's AI this, AI that. There's some stuff that everybody's just sticking .AI on the end of everything, even if it's not really AI. But I want to show you 11 really cool tools. There's a lot more, but these are just 11 tools that you may find useful in selling e-commerce that may come in useful in helping you with your images or helping you with research or helping you with a few different things. But before I do that, if you have not seen this, this is from Sora, S-O-R-A. And this is video, it's not publicly available now yet, but caravideo.ai has a wait list right now, and they're going to be the first to offer this. This is studio level quality imagery on by video by prompting. So you type in a text prompt, you type in a paragraph, say, I want a video like this, and it will make the video up to, I think it's 30 or 45 seconds right now, or maybe up to a minute. It's going to get to where it can do much longer videos and entire movies, but it's amazing. I'm going to play this for you. There's no sound on this, so I'm going to play this for you. But this video here, these mammoths walking, and these people walking through a Tokyo with the cherry blossoms, this little animation here, this was all done in minutes by typing in a prompt. So like those mammoths, this was the prompt that was used. That's the exact prompt. Several giant woolly mammoths approached, treading through a snowy meadow, blah, 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 blah. That's what made that video. In fact, there's movie producers now that are saying this is going to change everything. We're going to be able to do entire movies without movie studios. It's crazy. You're going to be able to do product videos and lifestyle stuff and all kinds of crazy stuff with this. So keep your eyes on this. And I would recommend you get on the list at caravideo.ai. So when this opens up, you get some of the first access to it. They're a little bit worried about how authentic this is right now. So they're putting in some safeguards. But it's really cool technology. Now, notice there was no sound on this one because this doesn't make the sound. It just makes the video. So you need sound. So what has happened is 11 Labs has a tool that will take a quiet video, for example, that mammoth, and it will analyze what's in the video and it'll make the sound of like the mammoths crunching the snow or making their horns, their sound, you know, whatever. This is an example of a video I'm about to play here. It's maybe a little bit hard to hear. I'm going to hold the speaker up to it. But this video was made with a prompt, silent. And then this 11 Labs went in, analyzed the video, what's in the video, and added all the sound effects using AI in a matter of minutes. So let me...
In a place beyond imagination, where the horizon kisses the heavens, one man dares to journey where few have ventured. Armed with nothing but his wit and an unyielding spirit, he seeks the answers to mysteries that lie beyond the stars.
This is pretty cool stuff. You're going to be able to do some amazing stuff with your products, with your advertising, with everything. This is coming, and it's important to stay on the cutting edge of this because if you're first mover in a lot of this stuff, you're going to have major, major advantages over your competition. Now, there's more to this, though. It even gets cooler. You can actually now do ads with AI. These ads will go out, and this adgen.ai will actually go to your Shopify site. It will go to your Amazon listing. You can put in the URL of your Amazon listing, and it will create ads formatted perfectly for Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, everywhere, automatically based on that. And you can do some modifications, but it's really cool. So you can give it a brand name, you can give it a URL, you can give it a subject, and it will automatically create the ads for you. This is another one, Pika Art, which will take a still photo and add animation to it. And then you can automatically change it. You can just type in the background and it automatically changes. It's called Pika.art. You can change the change your top. Here you have a monkey, let's put some sunglasses on him. You can do this. You can do all, just drop in a still image that doesn't move and you can add movement to it. It's really, really cool where this stuff is going. This is a prompt. You can take a screenshot of this. I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but you'll get this in the replay. They'll show you actually how to use Pika Art to add movement, which can actually dramatically increase like your engagement rate on social media or any kind of advertising you do. It's amazing stuff. There's crazy stuff that's out there. Now, some additional tools. Chad Rubin went through a bunch of like AI tools. And he said these are some of the ones that he considers to be the God mode of AI frameworks. I'm just going to buzz through them really quick. You can take notes and go check them out later. But one is called Booth.ai. It generates studio quality product photos in minutes. So you don't even need a photographer anymore. Another one called CopyMonkey. This optimizes your Amazon listing. There's others like Shulix, and there's quite a few out there that will do this. But CopyMonkey is one you might want to check out. There's Review Scout, which will... if you're a reseller or a wholesaler, it'll give you deep insights into the competition and buyer box trends for wholesalers or resellers. There's one called M-Content, which also helps you do all kinds of great imagery, change out backgrounds, put your product in special scenes. They just introduced some new cool tools just this week. So M-Content is really good. He's presented on the Helium 10 Elite as well. Do My Shoots, another one that will help you do all your visual content. So basically it's AI as your photographer. Instead of spending $5,000 to take everybody to the beach, you can upload your product and put it in any kind of scene that you want. Frequently.ai is another one that's really, really good. That has all kinds of answers to all kinds of questions. Another one is the Vaki.ai, or some people know it as Shulix. That one's another one that's really popular. So these are all some cool Amazon or AI tools for Amazon sellers. Another one's iPhoto.ai, which can help you create your listing images where you can drop it, upload your product and drop it into all kinds of scenes, modify it, do testing on different imagery, images and different backgrounds. It's really, really cool. So those are some of the AI tools that are out there. The number five here, this is from Ayana at YLT Translations. She presented on the Helium 10 Elite, and she said, you know, this is a cool little trick on how you can get more reviews. So you have to be selling in additional marketplaces. So if you're just selling in the US marketplace, this won't work. But if you're set up to sell in other marketplaces, you know, Amazon combines the listings when you don't have a lot of, combines the reviews, I'm sorry, when you don't have a lot of listings from other marketplaces. So what she's saying is you can create dummy ASINs of your target products and then list them in all the different marketplaces. Now, if someone buys it, that's okay, but you can also create dummy ASINs. And then what you do is you, and each one of those, make sure they're in all the same browse mode. She has the steps here. Make sure that the localized listing is live, at least the titles and bullet points. So you put a legitimate, you know, it's localized and it's in the right language and it's written right. Then put a really low price so that Viners don't get hit, because most people don't realize that sometimes when your price is high, Vine reviewers don't take your product even though they might want it, because once they hit $600, they have to pay taxes on it. So a lot of people don't realize that in the United States, that anything over $600 in gifts, they get a 1099 from Amazon at the end of the year. So if they got $10,000 worth of products at retail price, and they then have to pay, Amazon says, this is what we gave you in gifts. It's just like winning if you went to the Price is Right or a game show or Jeopardy or something. You have to pay taxes on those winnings. Or if you win in Vegas over $10,000, you got to pay taxes. So this is a lot of times they won't take your product if it's a $49 product, because they're like, ah, that's just going to add to my taxes. But if it's temporarily $9.95 while you're getting the Vine reviews, and then you put it back at $49.95 later, they might take it. So you want local low pricing, and then you go out and you do Vine reviews everywhere, and then they'll all combine together. And if you do them in multiple marketplaces, and if you really do this right, you can get up to 2,400 different ones. And some of the ways you can do these, you know, these quote unquote dummy listings, as she's got on the right hand side there, you just do different colors of a product. That's kind of like a dummy listing. It's like, okay, I have an azure, I have a cobalt, I have a navy, a sapphire, sky, teal. And then you could have your supplier make just a couple of each of these colors, and then you send those out. This is a really cool way to actually get your reviews up. And then once you get enough reviews in a marketplace, it wants to keep sharing these. It'll just share that marketplace usually. But this is a way that you can get a running start. It's a pretty cool little technique. This is from Matt Costin. He presented a couple months ago on Helium 10 Elite. And this is one of his tricks that he showed. This is how you can convert like crazy with what he calls an index image. He calls it it's the image in your listing that will be the top reasons why your product is the best. This is not your main photo. This is not your photo number one. This is what he calls this photo number two. And it's an index of your products. I think it's why he calls it the indexed image. And what he says is you need to number the benefits. A lot of people are using call-outs. They use infographics, but they don't number them. He runs a company that does testing and split testing and all kinds of stuff. And he says that they've tested this to the end of the earth and back, and this is what works. And so you want to actually have numbers like this. So this should be something like this should be your second image, the five reasons you love, or the seven reasons, or the three reasons. Odd numbers are always better than even numbers. Three, five, or seven are always, or nine always work the best. Why do I do seven ninja hacks every month for Helium 10 Elite? Seven is a magic number when it comes to psychology. But here he's got the five, and look, there's numbers. That's important. He just doesn't list them. People like order, and when they see numbers, their mind can sort it, and they can read it quickly, and it makes sense to them. So the numbering system here is critical, not just the fact that he put the main point, the main benefit and capital, and then explained it in bold and a little bit larger, and then explained everything else below it in light blue. But he's got these numbers. That's the critical thing, is numbering it. And then you notice here on the third one, there's a U.S. flag. U.S. flags for Americans can up your conversion rate dramatically. You don't have to have a product that was made in the USA. You can say you're a USA company. Now, if you're going to say it's made in the USA and put a flag, it needs to be made in the USA. Don't lie. But if you're a USA-based company, you can say we're a small U.S. company, and you can have a flag. Now, I see people sometimes make mistakes where they put a flag and they put it inside their graphics or their photos, and they don't put it in red, white, and blue. They put it in green, or they put it in some other color. Never, ever do that. The flag always needs to be in red, white, and blue and look like an American flag. Don't change the colors on it to make it fit the graphic. It needs to look, because that instantly says a message. But these little things can convert really, really well for you. He also says add a golden guarantee. So Amazon automatically guarantees, if they don't like the product, they can return it. But you want a golden guarantee. You almost want to name it. Give it some sort of crazy name, the PX22G guarantee or something. Don't just say it's money back guarantee or 100% money back or satisfaction guarantee. That's all just common. Give it some sort of crazy name. The dog barker, the tail wagging guarantee or something like that. Be outlandish, almost ridiculous in your guarantee name. So here's some examples. 100% no mosquito bites guarantee, bottom of the bottle guarantee, lifetime never lost guarantee. Give it some sort of name like that, not just money back or your satisfaction guarantee or some general thing. Give it a name. It resonates with people and will help your conversions. Like I said here, the generic 30-day money back guarantee gets just lost in the noise. Test your guarantee names too. You can use Helium 10 to do that. There's other tools out there, but Helium 10 has it built in where you can actually, they have a relationship with PicFu, but you can do it through Helium 10 and test the guarantee names as well. The number of sales you make is far higher than the people who will take advantage of the guarantee. So don't worry about a guarantee. I have something in one of my things I do direct to consumer, and I have a $4 insurance charge. It's optional, but it's automatically on the order form. They have to cross it out if they don't want it. It fills it in, but then they cross it out. And about 30 or 40% of the people pay that $4. And every year, if I send out 5,000 orders, I might have 3 people take me up on it. And so out of 5,000 orders, if 40% take it, that's 2,000 people that pay me $4. That's $8,000, and I had to replace 3 orders. There's big money in this, and so don't worry about a lot of people taking advantage of it. Some will. There's also something called the squeezed benefit test. So you take a look on the left. This is the original graphic that someone had. It has all the bullet points. This is what you normally see and what most of you are probably doing. But look at the one on the right. Same type of stuff, but much easier to read, numbered, organized with icons. This converts. People on Amazon buy photos. They don't buy products. That's, I think, Perry Belcher originally said that. They buy photos. They don't buy products. So your photos are crucial to your conversion, and they're going to become even more crucial with AI. They did a test, and look at the difference even of people. It's 76%. That's 100% certainty that this is a much better option. So this is a cool little tactic that you can do.